Ezra Weiner. It is November 11th, 2014. The title of the shiur is Talmud Torah for the Non-Jew. Okay. We begin in Masechet Sanhedrin. This is really a continuation of last week. If you weren't here last week, that's okay. There is no recording for last week. We were discussing the mitzvah of Shabbos and how it relates to the non-Jew. So tonight, we're going to discuss the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and how that relates to the non-Jew. So the Gemara begins in Masechet Sanhedrin, if you look at the source sheet, on Daf Nun Tesem and Aleph. The second line, V'amar Rabbi Yochanan. I find this interesting to begin with, just because the Gemara began with Reish Lakish's statement. Rabbi Yochanan comes along almost as if he's adding on to Reish Lakish, made a comment about Shabbos, about a non-Jew observing the Shabbos. And here Rabbi Yochanan makes a similar statement with the same punishment for a non-Jew who is involved in Torah study. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Oved kochavim she'osek batorah chayav misa. A non-Jew would Oved kochavim, one who worships idols, assume based on last week, this may refer to any non-Jew who's busy with the study of Torah, he's chayav misa. So of course, as last week, we had to define Oved Kochavim, which we're going to assume right now refers to any non-Jew, because the issue of Talmud Torah or the issue of Shabbos is not necessarily related to the fact that someone is an idol worshiper versus someone who's not. It may simply be that they're not part of the Jewish people. Number two, Chayiv Misa, we've already dealt with last week. What Chayiv Misa means in the eyes of the Rambam, Chayiv Misa should not be taken literally. The psukim that we're going to quote are probably an asmachta, which means this is not an isur d'oraisa upon the non-Jew if he studies Torah. And Chayiv Misa means it's something that we, the Rabbanon, will be involved with. They may authorize the non-Jew to stop. They may have to punish him based on it. And the way we try to explain that may even mean that maybe, you know, during certain times during history, the same way when it comes to being mechanech someone, we would say makinoso v'onshinoso, that may not necessarily be the best way to enforce such a halacha, and maybe that would be true today if it's a din d'rabbanan, so the rabbis have the right to legislate whatever it is that they would like to do and what they think would be most effective. Okay, so the question is, what's the source of this halacha, that a non-Jew was osek b'Torah? We take this very, very seriously. Shenamar, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, okay, morosha. So the pasuk says in Parshas Va'era that the Torah was commanded by Moshe, Hashem through Moshe to us, and that is a morosha. It's an inheritance. So we learn from here, lanu morosha v'lo lahem. The Torah is morasha for us, it's our inheritance, and it doesn't belong to them, it's not their morasha. So right away, we can understand, based on our discussion from last week, maybe we can already see what the problem here is. What is it that the Torah is telling us, based on this pasuk, why the non-Jews should not be involved in Torah study? Because it doesn't belong to them. Now, if it doesn't belong to them, that sounds very much like one of the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. So the Gemara raises the question, V'lechashve gave Sheva Mitzvos. Why don't we include this and consider this as one of the Sheva Mitzvos? There should be eight. We asked this when it came to Shabbos as well. So here, you can't answer the same answer that we answered when it came to Shabbos. When it came to Shabbos, the answer the Gemara concluded with was, well, Shabbos is not the same as the other mitzvahs. All the other mitzvahs are sheva al taaseh, or where we tell you can't eat ever manachai, do not worship idols. Gilui arayos is prohibited. Sit back and don't do. Shabbos is where we tell the non-Jew, please go out and work. I don't want you to observe Shabbos. So that can't be on the list. But here, it's a sheva al taaseh. Here we're telling the non-Jew, please don't learn Torah. So we can't answer that. So we need another possibility. So the Gemara says, it's very simple. It all depends on how you would view the word morosha. Manda amar morosha, according to the one who learns this word as it means literally that it's an inheritance. So migzal kagazila. So he's stealing. And Gzela is one of the Shivitzos B'nai Noach. So of course that's Aser. So I don't need, all Rabbi Yochanan is coming to tell me is that I want you to realize that a non-Jew studying Torah is actually Gzela. Manda Amra Ma'orasa, but those who learn the drasha, the word Ma'orasa, can be understood as the word Ma'orasa, because the word should have been Yerusha, but it's not, and the word Ma'orasa, they actually, the sin and the samach are really the same letter in Hebrew. The word Ma'orasa is found in the Torah. Ma'orasa means marriage or an engagement, halachic engagement, halachic marriage. So if that's the case, Dino kina'ara ha-ma'orasa debiskila. We would give the non-Jew, why is there a chi of misa? Well, he should be no different than the na'ara ha-ma'orasa, than this married young girl who was unfaithful to her husband, who's chayev skila, chayev misa, for being unfaithful. What does that mean? In other words, it's giloy arayos. There are two ways to view a non-Jew studying Torah. Either he's stealing from the Jew, that's one possibility, or no, the Torah is our intimate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and forget about stealing, right? This is Gilui Arayos. This is an example of Gilui Arayos. And therefore, we can understand why there is a Chi of Misa. Now, once again, to put it in the proper context, we wouldn't assume that he's really going to be chayiv skila like an amar asa. This is not, even if you look at gezela, well, this is real gezela, he's stealing our Torah. This is clearly not gilui arayos. Nonetheless, right, we're supposed to understand this gemara chayiv misa that this is somewhat like gilui arayos. I think the second half, maybe not the gezela aspect, but certainly the nara amar asa aspect. Sounds like we're not dealing with something that's an iser d'oraisa, and chayiv misa needs to be understood maybe not in a literal sense, maybe in a figurative sense, or at least to understand it in a different light, at least midrabbana. So I think we may have been given this example last time. Shevet mitzvos b'nei Noach. Let's say, for example, we speak about in our halacha, we say a person who's malbin b'nei chaveru barabim ki'ilu shofech damim. So would you say that a person who actually embarrasses someone so and it was more not to do so we take him off the beis din and we kill him, or shvichus damim, he should get sayif, he should get hereg, he should be killed by the sword, should be beheaded, because that's a punishment for a rotzeach, for a murder. So we don't necessarily say that. So chayiv misa, it's ki'ilu shofech damim. So it may be that the same thing is true here. He's not really stealing, it's ki'ilu. And it's not real Gilui Arayos, but it's ki'ilu. And that's what the Rabbanan had in mind. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara Meisveis. The Gemara raises a question from a Braisa based on what we just said. We said that a non-Jew should not be studying Torah. Says the Braisa, Hagya Rabbi Meir Omer, Minayin shafilu oved kochavim v'osik b'torah shehu kikohen gadol. From where do you know that a non-Jew who studies Torah, he's like a kohen gadol? This reminds me of the Gemara, right? Where someone came to Hillel and asked him, you know, be megayer me almanas, I become Jew almanas that I can be. I want to be the kohen gadol. So he told him go study a little bit, and he studied mevayis megnat. I just want to be a Kohen Gadol. That's why I want to be Jewish. So he said, go study a little bit. So he studied the Beis Medrash, and he hired him a Rebbe, right? And he gets the Pasuk, V'hazar HaKarev Yumas, right? The person who's a non-Kohen comes close to the Beis Hamikdash, to certain areas of the Beis Hamikdash, he's supposed to be killed. So he comes back to him and says, who's this talking about? He says, I think Afiwal David Melech Yisrael. This is even, anybody. Right, we say that. So he realized, right, that you can't just be a Kohen Gadol. All right, so, it could be that that's, the Gemara is saying over here. So a non-Jew who's learning Torah, he's even like a Kohen Gadol. Shneamar, Asher Yaaseh Osam HaAdam V'Chai Bahem, performing the mitzvah of studying the Torah, it gives a person life, right? What does it say in the Pasuk? Kohanim Leviim V'Yisraelim Lo Neamar Ela HaAdam. It doesn't say, if you study Torah, you will live by these words, by the words of the Torah. It doesn't mention Kohen Levi Yisrael. It says, Ha'adam. Adam is all of mankind. Halamata shafilu ove kochavim v'osik b'torah. Right? V'chai b'ayim. He lives by the words of the Torah. Hareyu kohen gadol. He's as great as a kohen gadol. So how do we explain this brisa in light of the fact that Oved Kochavim is Chayiv Miso according to Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan is an Amor. He should not be arguing with an explicit brisa. So the Gemara says, that's easy. Hasan b'sheva mitzvos didhu. That brisa is speaking about their sheva mitzvos. For a non-Jew, of course he can study Torah. He has to study the mitzvos, the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. How else will he know what to do if he doesn't study those mitzvos? So that's the way we need to understand the brisa that Rabbi Meir says, yes, an Oved Kochavim Osek B'Torah, not only is that permissible, but it's praiseworthy, right? It's like a Kohen Gadol. What parts of Torah should he not be studying when we say it's Chayiv Misa? That seems to be everything else. So what we have to figure out is what's included in Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Because Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, we know, is not really seven mitzvos. Gilui Arayos for us is many mitzvos, right? There are many things we study, right? Avodah Zarah can come in different shapes and forms and things like that has to be studied, and many of the other mitzvos, Dinim as an example, may involve many mitzvos that we have, so they have to study the Hilchos Gezela and Onah, fraud, and how to set up a court, and Dayanim, and following the Rove. You know, there's a lot to study, so they can be very, very busy, right? For their whole life studying how to perform Sheva Mitzvos properly. Nonetheless, there seems to be other aspects of Torah that they're not allowed to study. So take, studying the laws of Shatnez, for example. What does Shatnez mean? How do you check the garments? And things like that. Those sugyas, that would be included in Oved Kochavim She'osik B'Torah Chayiv Misa. Apparently, that would be the case. So what I want to do is just spend a little bit of time really focusing on the halacha itself, and we'll see how narrow this halacha really becomes. And a lot of it may have to do with the source of this halacha. In other words, why is it that a non-Jew is not supposed to study Torah? So the Gemara really offers two reasons. It's either Gezeila, right, or it's Gilui Arayos. And it could be, we'll see, maybe, could be that those two reasons that the Gemara offers may help us understand what aspects of Torah they should not be studying. Okay? Fine. One of just side point that I happen to underline, I found it interesting, but I don't spend a lot of time on it, is that there is a machlokes whether a non-Jew is included in the word Adam or not. In fact, when we talk about Adam ki amus ba'ohel, as an example, so we assume that the laws of Ohel Hameis do not apply to the body of a non-Jew. We happen to be strict that we assume that we would not, a Kohen would not enter a room even if the body is a body of a non-Jew. Certainly a Jew's body, a corpse, will be mitami ba'ohel. But nonetheless, we assume that atem kruyim adam, v'lo ovdei kochavim kruyim, v'lo umos olam kruyim adam. When the Torah uses the word adam, that refers to the Jew. Here, the Gemara seems to say just the opposite. When I see the word ha'adam in the pasuk, so ha'adam means everybody. So Rashi happened to point out that that's the machlokas. And the Iman D'Amar, Rabbi Meir in our Gemara, argues on that. He disputes that notion and believes that actually the word Adam would include everybody. Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam disagrees, okay? And if you look at the left side, I have an underlined Rabbeinu Tam Mefaresh, D'yesh Chiluk Bein Adam Leha Adam. Right? There's a difference between Adam, that, yes, Atem Kriim Adam. When the Torah writes the word Adam, that happens to refer to a Jew. This pasuk says Ha'adam, and that's how it can refer to all of mankind. Just a parenthetical point. Okay. So one of the key factors in understanding this Gemara, number one, is what does Osek B'Torah mean? What does Osek B'Torah mean, number one? And number two, what is the Jew's responsibility regarding the teaching of the Torah as well? In other words, A non-Jew, we know when it comes to our study of Torah, so our study of Torah includes studying by oneself, right? Studying with a chavrusa, and very often we study from a Rebbe. We have a teacher. So the question here is, it says, a non-Jew is osek b'Torah, he's involved with Torah, so he can't learn Torah. So presumably, if he's not allowed to learn Torah, then I, as a Jew, I'm not allowed to teach him Torah. Because I am mitzuveh, I'm commanded on the mitzvah of, or the prohibition of, lifnei iver lo sitein mechshol. So if a non-Jew, right, is not allowed to learn, then I, presumably, I'm not allowed to teach him. Okay? So that's important to know if you turn over to the next page. This is a Gemara in Maseches Chagiga. Flip to the other side. And it's underlined. A statement of Rabbi Ami. All right, V'amar Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami says, "Ein mosrin divrei Torah la'oved kochav." We're not allowed to give. I like saying giving over because that's probably not correct. Doesn't mean anything. But we say giving over. That's just that's a lingo. Okay. Ein mosrin divrei. We should not entrust. We should not transmit words of Torah la'oved kochavim. Shene'emar, from famous pasuk from Tehillim, lo asa chen l'chol goy, u'mishpatim ba'al yida'um. Right? There, the laws, right? The Torah was not given to the non-Jew, and the laws, ba'al yida'um, they should not be transmitted to them. Okay. So, you think about it for a second. Rabbi Ami comes along and says, how do I know you're not supposed to teach a non-Jew Torah? Because in the pasuk in Tehillim, the pasuk says "Umishpatim bal yudon." So, what's the question? Do I need Rabbi Ami to tell me that halacha? One second, Rabbi Yochanan told me that. What I have to be a big time chacham to figure this one out. Rabbi Yochanan says the non Jew is not allowed to learn Torah on his own. I know there's an issur of lifnei iver lo sitein mechshol. So I need Rabbi Ami to quote a pasuk to tell me why I can't transmit Torah to a non-Jew. I should know that already. Asks Tosos, if you take a look, Ein mosrin divrei Torah la'oved kochavim, hayakasher laharav Rabbeinu Elchanan, teipuk lei, you should be able to derive, de'oved kochavim ma'osek b'torah chayev misa. In other words, he's saying, I should be able to derive that you're not allowed to transmit Torah because an Oved Kochavim who learns Torah is Chayav Misa. Kidama Perek Dala Misos, our Gemara. What does it say there? Oved Kochavim Ha'osek B'Torah Chayav Misa. Therefore, right, what follows is V'hamelamdo Ovir Alifnei V'lo Sitein Mechshol. Right? So what's going on here? Ah, so one second. Maybe Rabbi Ami is teaching me something that I don't know from that Gemara. Maybe that Gemara says you're right, the non-Jew can't study Torah, our Torah, of course, and that Torah I know I can't teach, and that's lifnei iver. But what about the Torah he is allowed to study? Maybe the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach that our Gemara said he's allowed to study, Rabbi Ami comes along to say he's allowed to study Sheva Mitzvos, but you're not allowed to teach him, says Tosfos. Aha! V'chitem, and if you want to answer, Bizayin mitzvos did who? It's referring to his own mitzvos. De'eino chayav misa, where he's not chayav misa, and Rabbi Ami comes to say you can't transmit those laws to him. Kedamar hashas hasam. That's absolutely ridiculous. V'ha mitzvah ikol lemosramayim. What do you mean? On the contrary, if it is a mitzvah for them to learn, then it's a mitzvah for me to teach. Right? Now, sometimes Tosfos may offer answers that are found, I didn't see this in Rishonim, that are found in other Rishonim. So, one could make such an argument that, why? Why do I have a mitzvah to teach him Torah? Right? In other words, it sounds ridiculous the way he presents it, but it may not be so ridiculous. Who says I have a mitzvah to teach him his Torah? Right? Would you say that it's an Isser D'Oraisa? No, but this Parak and Pasuk in Tehillim says, Umishpatim Ba'al Yida'um. What? I don't know. Could you say, you know, you have other things to do. You know, out of all the things, you could have been a Rebbe in Yeshiva. They need Rebbeim, they're short Rebbeim. Where do you go? you go to the public school so you can teach Shavim Mitzvah B'nai Noach. It's very nice, but Rabbi Ami says, come teach in the yeshiva. So you could see why that answer could work, but according to Tosfos, not true. V'ha mitzvah ikol lemosrom lahem. How do I know? V'nafkalon mehaikra. You learn it from the pasuk that was quoted where? In Sanhedrin. Asher ya'aseh osam ha'adam v'chai bahem. Kohen Levi lo ne'emar ela adam. Shafilu oved kochavim v'osik b'torah v'chuleh. He's like a Kohen Gadol. So, once again, it doesn't say that, but presumably if he's allowed to study Torah, it should be, and he should, and he's like a Kohen Gadol. Well, he didn't just say he's allowed to. He said he's like a Kohen Gadol. He's like a Kohen Gadol. Shouldn't I help him become a Kohen Gadol? Shouldn't I, if it's so praiseworthy that he learns, so maybe I should teach, I should step out of the yeshiva, teach some Torah, Shevet Mitzvot B'nei Noach, elsewhere. Okay? So how do we explain this? So Tosfos gives an answer as follows. The Yesh Lomar, Dehocha Mairi, here we are dealing with, Afilu Hecha Deika Oved Kochavim Acher, Sherotze Lelamdo, Deleka Lifnei Iver. This is what's going on. The Gemara here, Rabbi Ami, is speaking in under the following circumstances. Another non-Jew, okay, is willing to teach him the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. He doesn't need me to teach. Okay? If that's the case, there's no lift, right? Again, Ika Ovid Kavacher Sherotze Lelamdo, right? There's another non-Jew that wants to come and teach him the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Okay, fine. So here, right, there's no issue of lifnei iver lo sitein mechshol. So there, Rabbi Ami comes along and says, here I don't want you to teach him. Right? If he has, generally speaking, you are allowed to be moser Torah to Ovid Kochavim. But if there's someone else who can do so, so then Rabbi Ami comes along. He says, Kida amrina ba'avodah zara. How does lifnei iver work? How does lifnei iver work? Lifnei iver works as follows. Hamoshit kos yayin l'nazir over a lifnei iver. A person who gives a cup of wine to a nazir, he violates lifnei iver. Now, when do you violate lifnei iver? Only when what? Only when only when you're the only one who's giving him. Vahane mili de koyatre avre denaro. That's only where it's on two sides of the river. The only way he can get that Torah, he can get that cup of wine, is through you. Shebelav nisina so, efshor lahavio a love. Without you giving it to him, he would never get it. That's when lifnei iver is violated. Avo e lav hachi, if it were not so, meaning if he had access to the wine without you, eino over a lifnei iver. Okay. If that's the case, Hachanami afilu b'makom she'oved kochavim acher rotzeh l'lamdo l'leka lifnei iver mikol makom aser mishum magid rav Yaakov. Okay, so it's not the public schools. It's like this. In other words, Sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach, I have a mitzvah to teach him. That's a given. Yeah, Sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach. He has another non-Jew who is teaching him Torah anyway. Okay? What Torah is he teaching him? Hilchos Shatnez. Another non-Jew says, come, we have a chavrusa Hilchos Shatnez. So I say to myself, listen, he's learning Hilchos Shatnez anyway. Right? So what's the difference if I teach him Hilchos Shatnez? If I don't teach him Hilchos Shatnez, he's going to learn it from someone else. He's learning all of Torah. He goes to some other rabbi or some other person, or non-Jew, let's say, is teaching him anyway. He's going through all of Daf Yomi. So, he says, you have this Daf Yomi, it's a great, I love this Daf Yomi, you're learning Kachim about Karbanos and about all these other, great things. We don't have any of these commandments. This is so exciting. So, he said, I know that you, I heard you give this Daf Yomi shir in your shul in the morning, right? So, should I say like this? Listen, he's going to Daf Yomi anyway. Right, he has a daf in, one of the local, somewhere, has another daf yomi. They're all learning daf yomi anyway, so should I may as well invite him to the shiur. So Rabbi Ami comes to say, Umishpatim bal yudoum. There is a separate iser, even if there's no lifnei iver, because he's going to be learning it anyway. He has access to the Torah anyway. Nonetheless, there's a separate and additional prohibition of Umishpatim bal yudoum. You should not be the one transmitting the Torah to them. Okay, fine. So that's the relationship between the Jew and the non-Jew with respect to the learning of the Torah. But what we still need to figure out is what aspects of Torah, what Gemaras, what Masechtas of Daf Yomi should he not be learning? Okay? If at all. So if you take a look, if you turn over, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll turn over to the next source. It also looks like a Gemara, but it's not. It's the Rif. This is the Rif in Maseches Avodah Zarah. And on the left side in the column, this is the Shilte HaGiborim. Rav Yehoshua Boaz was a 16th century Talmud Chacham. Okay? And he wrote, all his prints all look the same. They're all small. If you look in the regular Gemara, the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah in the corner where he gives you all this, that's him. The Torah, or every time the Gemara quotes a pasuk, he tells you where the pasuk is. The Masoras Hashas on the side that tells you when the cross references Gemaras, that's him. Okay? So he often quotes from many, okay? And he's quoting now from Rabbi Shaya Tarani, the Riaz. Lashon Riaz, in the top left corner. Perek Dalet Misos, Oved Kochavim Sheosek B'Torah Chayav. Shneamar Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Morasha. Right? Lanu v'lo lahem. It's our Aristotle's. Okay, fine. That's a straight the Gemara. Farhil b'chlal gezel. It's included in stealing. Shu gozel Yerusha Seinu. Okay, he chooses one of the two. It's considered gezel. He's stealing our Yerusha. So watch what now the Shilte Giborim points out. V'nire be'enai. It appears to me. She Yisrael ha'malamdo Torah. Harehu over al v'lifnei iver. Okay. That's true. Of course, that's, again, if you want to include Tosos, that would only be if he only has access through you. You should not be teaching him. Aha. But what if I want to teach him? So he says like this, V'lo ne'mar kol ze ele b'toras Moshe u'mitzvoseha shenitztavu bahen Yisrael. But here the issue is Moshe's Torah and the mitzvos that were given to the Jewish people. Then I understand the gezel aspect of it. Then I understand the Gili Arayos component. Avol nevi'im uksuvim nire be'enai shemutar lelamdo. Why? So watch what I find fascinating about this. If you'd have asked me, I would have stopped there. Why would I have stopped there? Because he already gave you a reason. If the problem is Gezel, if the problem is Gili Arayo, so I understand very well why that should include only Chamisha Chumshei Torah, right? Maybe that should include Torah Shebaal Peh, but it wouldn't include Nevi'im Uksuvim. Why not? Because when we came to Har Sinai, what did we get? We got the Torah. We got Chamisha Chumshei Torah. So where's the Gezel with the Nevi'im Uksuvim? And where's the Gili Arayos with the Nevi'im Uksuvim? Right? Our marriage to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was at Har Sinai. But he goes on and says something else. Nir Beinai, Shemutu Lulamda. You want to teach Nach? Shir Nach, that's fine. Sheroe Bahen Nechamos Ha'amurim LiYisrael. Okay? And because they'll see all of the consolations that happen that are mentioned in the Nevi'im, that what will be for the Jewish people in the future. Utshuvos sheroi la'amin la'apikorsin. Va'alidei kein efshar sheyashlim darko. So if he sees, right, what's going to happen, the Jewish people eventually, they're going to return to the land of Israel. And God is going to reveal himself. And this is the way we can answer all of the apikorsim, all the people who deny the Torah. That's good. Let the non-Jew learn that. That's very good. So it's wonderful. But even without that reasoning, he really already supported that opinion that the Nach is fine. This is almost an additional reason. Mm-hmm. Let him learn it. It's great. Let him see what's going to happen in the future for the Jewish people. Okay. So what we've seen so far is that there's an isser of Osek B'Torah. The Jew's involvement, I can teach him according to Tosfos, I can teach him, absolutely teach him Zayin Mitzvos B'nei Noach. He should study, I should teach him. What about other aspects of the Torah? So that I really can't teach him because he can't learn them, and that would be Lifnei Yivir. What if he's going to learn them anyway? So then there's a special Pasuk, Rabbi Ami, Mishpatim Bal Yidom, even then you can't teach them. Okay, what can I teach him? When you tell me I can't teach him, what can I teach him? So I really can't teach him at this point, when out of Tanakh, the Torah aspect. Nach is completely fine. So far, I'm good. Shemis B'nei Noach, that's a lot of Torah. So far I can teach that to a non-Jew, and he can study that. Nach, right, give him plenty of shiurim we can prepare on Nach. So that I can teach him. It's somewhat limited what it is that I'm not allowed to teach. Okay, if you take a look, if you turn the page, the Maritz Chayas, this is a turn this very small print. This is his commentary in Masecha Sota. Shita Mikubetz holds this way. Maritz Chayas was Tzvi Hirsch Chayas, was a 19th century posek from Galicia. He had a PhD. I think he's the only PhD. I think that's one of the trivia questions. Who was the only PhD who's found in the back of the Gemara? So I think it's Maritz Chayas. Anyway, so look what he says. Nira ve'enai. It's underlined. Nunbez. Afal gav dekaimolon osur limsor devar Torah la'oved kochavim. You're not allowed to transmit Torah to a non-Jew. She'amar lo asachen l'chogoy. Right, which is the first half. Quote, mishpatim al yidom. Okay. Hinek var chilku haposkin bein Torah sheba'al peh da'asur avol Torah shebichsav shari. Okay? So, already you see a difference now between Torah shebichsav and Torah sheba'al peh. So we said, right, if when it came to the Shiltei Giborim, Nach is fine. Torah is off limits. Says the Maritz Chayas, no, right? There are many Rishonim who maintain that it's not so. Torah is not off limits. Chumash is fine. Teach him Chumash. Teach him Nevi'im. Teach him Ksuvim. What you're not allowed to teach him, what he's not allowed to study, are the aspects of Torah Sheba'al Peh that do not apply to him. That's what's Asur. So the question is, where do you see that in the Gemara? And why would that be? Because if you think about it intuitively, if the issue is Gilui Arayos, so there I would say, right, when Har Sinai, this was the Ksuba, this was the relationship, Hashem gives us the Torah. Fine. So that, the Gilui Arayos aspect seems to focus on the Chumash, that you really shouldn't be teaching him. On the other hand, I think if you look at the Gezel aspect, stealing something that's our own, that really belongs to us, that no one should have access to, that I keep private in my own home, so that may refer to, so that I can understand as a Torah Sheba'al Peh. So it could be that these two opinions may actually be found in the Gemara itself. If it's Gezel, maybe that's the Torah Sheba'al Peh that's being stolen, right? The other, everyone knows, if it's written Torah, people can have access to it. That's what they're going to have. But this is not. But Gilui Arayos is Har Sinai. Gilui Arayos is, this was our marriage. What did we get? We got the Torah. We got Asheres HaDibros. So that could be the other opinion, that there would be an Isser in Torah, just not in the Din Uksuv. Okay? But there's an additional proof as well from the Gemara. Okay, if you turn to the Me'iri, we'll get to the Me'iri, then we'll see the proof. He'll going to quote it on the bottom. The Me'iri in the last source here, it's underlined, V'chein Hadin. So he's going through the Gemara. Okay, V'chein Hadin im asak b'Torah shelo l'kavanos kium ikrei mitzvoseh. Same thing, observing Shabbos, learning Torah, where he doesn't have the kavana to fulfill the principles, the ikar mitzvos, which refer to the sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach, ela shelibo chafet le'reid li'dias torasenu v'talmudenu, then ro'oi le'onesh. But rather, the non-Jew is interested, he has a desire to get to really, to understand our Torah and v'talmudenu. Okay? Torah v'talmudenu. Sounds like right? Torah Shiva Alpe. Mipnei, what's the issue? So it maybe adds in something we haven't seen before. Mnesha b'nei adam svurin alav shehumi shelano. People are going to think he's one of us. So what's the problem, right? Mitosha rowino so yodeh. They see he knows Torah. He's one of us. Ah, b'yavolut osacharav. And now you're going to follow him. That's always the concern, right? You have people who are studying our Torah. Well, they know our Torah so well. And you say, wow, they're very, very learned. And all of a sudden, I follow this. It's not only necessarily it comes to non-Jews. You have many Jews who are very learned in Torah, but they're not observant, right? So there's a concern. Litos acharav. So that's the concern. Now, there's no prohibition because the Jew, this is his. But nonetheless, the Gemara speaks about Gezel and Gilui Arayos. But somehow the Meiri, why, right, when I see the concern, right, this is a Din D'Rabbanan. The Psukim are all an Asmachta. They're only support for, or maybe a hint to this Halacha. But it seems that in the Meiri's mind, there's something underlying all of this. What is the grave concern with them studying Torah is it's going to affect us as a people, as a nation, when they're studying our Torah. Okay, umikom makom, kol shu osek beikre sheva mitzos of proteem, studying the sheva mitzos and the details, v'masha yotze mehem, afal pi sharov gufei Torah necholon lahen, even though most of the essential aspects of Torah, he's learning 75% of the Torah anyway. I mean, think about all the Gemaras that you can learn Yevamos about Arayos, and you can learn Avodah Zarah, Hol Masechta, about he's not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah, he can learn that, right? Plenty of things he can learn. And if he does, Mechabdin also, we can even honor him. Afilu Kekohen Gadol, She'en Chash Litos, there's no concern that we're going to follow him, Acharav. Sharei af bishalom hu osek. Why? I don't know, he says af, but because he's learning what he needs to learn, I'm not going to be following because I know what he's doing is just what he needs is his own religion. Okay. The kol shekein im chakira sola das lavo ad tachlis shlemus torasenu. Ooh, here's another header. If the purpose of his investigating the Torah is to know, to get to what the purpose of our Torah is, he wants to see the truth, to the point where if he studies it, he's gonna want to convert. So that's fine. Watch this. This is the Rambam holds this way. A non-Jew, unless it's Talmud Torah, unless it's Shabbos, a non-Jew can perform any mitzvah that he likes. Any mitzvah that he likes, even though he's not commanded. According to the Rambam, any mitzvah. Not Talmud Torah, not Shabbos, but any mitzvah. Now, hold on. If he's allowed to perform a mitzvah, so that means he can learn about that mitzvah. So if the non-Jew is studying Torah, in order to perform a mitzvah that he would like to perform, and he's doing lishma, he can study that mitzvah. And all of the sugyas behind performing that mitzvah. Af b'sha'ar chalakim sheba shalom yishama mitzvahs. How do you like that? So, very limited, right? If you think about it here, what could a non-Jew not study? If you put everything together. So, could be he's allowed to study Nach. Could be he can even study Chumash. Not Torah, but not Torah Shabbal Peh. What Torah Shabbal Peh can he study? Well, he can certainly study the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach and all of the aspects of those mitzvahs. What if he wants to study another mitzvah? He wants to perform, some mitzvah that he likes. That's not a mitzvah he needs to perform. So he really wants to wear tefillah. Okay, maybe that's not a good example. He wants to wear tzitzis. All right. So according to the Rambam, he's allowed to study the laws because he wants to perform the mitzvah lishma. So that's perfectly okay. He can study those mitzvahs because as long as it's not for Shabbos, Shabbos is its own mitzvah he can't do. The other mitzvahs he's allowed to do. And if you want to do a lishma, so you can study. And if he wants to be miskayer, he was planning on converting, then you can study everything. So you're thinking about, I was thinking about converting, and I like to
go. Even Shabbos.
Right? So that's a good question. Probably Shabbos too. He can't observe Shabbos, right? So he can study that, he can't observe. So we have, I'll turn on the light, do one Doma Malacha. That was based on last week. But one thing that's pointed out is if you look over here in Os Gimel on the bottom, he makes the footnote makes the following comment that seems to be implicit in the in the Me'iri. Midemosif Rabbeinu ala Gemara v'Talmudenu mashmaktsas shesvira le. It sounds a little bit like the Me'iri holds kamoshe ra'isi muva b'shem shita mikubetzes, and we saw this in the Maritz Chayis. Chiluk bein Torah shebechsav v'Torah shebaalpeh. That it's not only, right? When he says Torah Seinu, he meant Talmudenu. He's not saying Torah, and he meant the Torah Seinu means the Talmud of our Torah. That's what he had in mind. The Torah, why? Because that's the Gezel. That's the Gezel. If you go on, he says like this, Gam nire miloshon rabbeinu shel likaman, later on, shel lilmod pashtus hadvarim mutter. Later on, the Me'iri says, just learn, just think superficially is also okay. Ula aniyas, skip after the parentheses. Ula aniyas dati, according to my humble opinion, raya misugyan. There's a proof for this from the Gemara. Da'amrinan goyshe osek. Okay, osek, he's involved. He learns bi'iyun. Ve'lo kore olomeid. The Asek Ritzono Lomar, Asek busying, involved, toil, that means iyun, it means to learn in depth. Okay? So, what you see from here is that even in the aspects of Torah Sheba'al Peh that he's not allowed to study, it seems that the way the Me'iri should be understood is that he's not allowed to delve into the mitzvos, into the Torah, unless he's planning to perform those mitzvos, right? Unless you want to say, the mitzvos he is going to perform, those he can only study superficially, that you could say. But the Isser is being osek. That's the language if you go back to the beginning of the Gemara. What does it say? Rabbi Yochanan says, an Obed Kochavim who is osek b'Torah chayav misa. What does osek mean? It doesn't say lomeid. It doesn't say kore. Osek means that he's delving into the Torah. What I would add, just to conclude, is that I think this is another proof for the Torah Sheba'al Peh versus the Torah Shebichsav. Why do I say that? So there's a very famous idea quoted by the Pnei Yehoshua and I believe others regarding the Birchos HaTorah themselves. The Birchos HaTorah are, according to some, are three. La'asok b'dvei Torah, v'ha'arevna, and asher bachar banu. And others claim that it's really two. When we put them together, la'asok and v'ha'arev are all one bracha, and then asher bachar banu. So let's assume you divide them into two. What are these two? Why do we need two brachas? The Gemara says, right? The Gemara says in Maseches Brachot, I think in Daf Yud Aleph, speaks about, you know what? These are three great brachos. Rav Papa says, so may as well say Hilkoch and Namrina Lekul. Let's say them all. So nice. Okay. So what's so nice about them? Why do you need multiple brachos when you're making a bracha on Torah? So Pnei Yeshua says it's very simple, right? Think of the language and the nusach of the brachos. The first bracha is Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvosav tzivanu la'asok b'dvarei Torah. What's la'asok b'dvarei Torah? La'asok means to busy oneself in learning. And that bracha is Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvosav. What bracha is that? That's a bracha on Torah Sheba'al Peh. It's a birchas ha-mitzvah. And that's why you use the nusach of la'asok. La'asok means I'm delving into the Torah. So the language of osek generally means Torah Sheba'al Peh. That's what that means. Asher bachar banu, that's not a birchas ha-mitzvah at all. That's a birchas shevach v'hodah. What is that? Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for giving us the Torah. Now, what does that mean? Asher bachar banu, v'nasan lanu es Torah so. What are we speaking about? What's the image we have when we make such a bracha? So we have an image of Hashem giving us the Torah at Har Sinai. So that's the Bircha Shevach V'Hodah. That's the aspect of Torah Shebichsav. So when I see the word in the Gemara, Osek, I'm not only thinking, delving into the mitzvah versus learning it superficially. I'm thinking Torah Shebichsav, Torah Sheba'al Peh versus Torah Shebichsav. So in conclusion, when you see the language, I think that besides defining what Oved Kochavim is, which we probably did last week, and what Chayav Misa is, which we did last week, the key word in this Gemara is Osek. What does that mean, that he's Osek B'Torah? So the fact that there's going to be this Gezel, and there's Gilui Arayos, that may help us understand what's going on. Gezel, we said, Gezel must be the aspect of Torah, right? Shabbat Alpeh. And maybe Gilui Arayos is the Torah Shebichsav. On the other hand, just the language of Osek may tell us that it's referring to the Torah Shabbat, something that's genuinely ours, that belongs to the Jewish people, and something that's very prided for us, that we do not share. Torah Shabbat, that's for everybody, it's accessible to everybody. But the Torah Shabbat is something that's ours, that's the Morasha, that's the Yerusha, that's something that's unique to us. And that's why we take this very, very seriously. So although it may be a drasha derabbanan nonetheless, but this is something we have to, as I said when it came to Shabbos. I said last week that forget about what this tells us about the non-Jew. Let's see what it tells us about us. If Shabbos, and we said last week, is supposed to be a day, if the non-Jew is not supposed to observe the Shabbos, because this is something unique to the Jewish people. Everyone should have been working every day of the week. The world has to keep going. We shouldn't be taking a break because the world's going to fall apart. So why are we allowed to take off on Shabbos? Because Shabbos is a day that we have to connect to our Creator. If Shabbos is going to be a day we just take off and do nothing, then we should have been working. It's a day involved in Talmud Torah, a day where we can spend more time in shul. The same thing when it comes to Torah. If I read the Gemara, what Ma Yotzei? Rabbi Devarim, what can I glean from this Gemara? Halach lamaster, what am I going to do? I'm going to beat or not? You're not going to do anything. What does that tell me about the Jew? It means that the Torah is precious. The Torah is special. The Torah is something that I need to learn. It's something I need to transmit to my children. It's something it's a gift. It's a gift to the extent that it's gezel. Don't let someone steal it. Right? This is this intimacy. Right? Don't let someone else be involved in this relationship. So that's how important it is, to the extent that this is what you say about a non-Jew who takes it. So maybe I look at it in a completely different light. The same thing I would say about many of the punishments in the Torah. You know, Chiyuv Kares, if you Mechal Shabbos and Skilo, you know, how often did these things happen? So maybe very rarely. But it tells me how important Shabbos is. Right, I see from how severe the punishments are, so I see how important the Shabbos must be. And then I have a different outlook on Shabbos, a different perspective. Okay? We will stop here.